Now I want to read this evening in Luke's Gospel, please. Luke's Gospel and chapter 10. Luke chapter 10, very well known story. And Jesus answered and said, a certain man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho and fell among thieves, which stripped him of his raiment and wounded him and departed, leaving him half dead. And by chance there came down a certain priest that way, and when he saw him, he passed by on the other side. And likewise a Levite, when he was at the place, came and looked on him and passed by on the other side. But a certain Samaritan, as he journeyed, came where he was, and when he saw him, he had compassion on him, and went to him, and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn, and took care of him. And on the morrow, when he departed, he took out 2 pence, and gave them to his host, and said unto him, take care of him, and whatsoever thou spendest more, when I come again, I will repay thee. Now we trust that the Lord will bless this very well-known portion to us this evening. I want to think this evening of a dear man, and you could sum this little portion up from a simple standpoint. He reached a point where he needed help other than himself. And what I'm trying to say is this. There are individuals that try to struggle with divine things and try to work their way to heaven and try to please God by their own efforts. And yet the Bible says that they that are in the flesh cannot please God. But when a soul gets to a point now where they can do absolutely nothing, that's when they start appreciating there is one that can meet their need in every aspect. I want to look at this man this evening. I want to think of the fact that it was his decision. Nobody else could blame him for going down that road but himself. And life's a funny thing, but choices are made that can affect a person's whole future. And this man went down from Jerusalem to Jericho, 18-mile trip, dropping right down into the valley. They reckon half a mile of drop right down into the Jericho, a rough road. It was called the Blood Road because it was had a reputation that everyone went down it would be exposed to thieves and robbers and that sort of thing. So when he started out on this and he made the decision to travel down from Jerusalem, what a place Jerusalem is, to Jericho, what a place Jericho was, it was his own decision. He would be well aware of that. Now I just wonder how many people really, when they're in their sins, ponder the path that they're taking. Because that path is leading downward. And the devil will seek in every way to attract people on the road that's going down. And it's his decision in this case. And I can see the man going out very well, I would judge. You can nearly say he was well dressed, very well monetary wise, and every other wise. And he's going to find out this, that the things of time and sense can take wings like the morning. And it doesn't take long for things to change. Now let me pause. What road are you on tonight? Because if you're not going up, as we heard the other evening, you're most certainly going down. And you can blame nobody but yourself for the journey that you're taking. And he went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. I don't know if somebody got him before he went out and said, don't go that way. Do you not know the dangers of it? Watch the steps you're taking. You're heading in the wrong direction. I don't know. But I know this. He went down from Jerusalem to Jericho. He made the decision. And down he went. And it says here he fell among thieves. So the decision led to disaster. I don't know if disaster's crossed your path yet, but I'm absolutely sure of this. You keep living in your sins and it will. The wages of sin is death. Sin pays wages. And everyone that's not saved this evening is being exposed in every area of life to the dangers of sin with a devil, an enemy, that's against them in every way. And yet he went down and fell among thieves and stripped him. I've seen people stripped. Stripped of morals. Stripped of riches even. I knew of a man down the country and he gambled 3 farms. Stripped of wealth. And sin leaves people morally bankrupt. And my prayer to God is that you stop before it goes too far. You're far enough down the road as it is. But my Bible tells me this, that there must be repentance and a turning about. So instead of going down, repentance is this. I'm going to turn and I'm going to take another road. I'm glad there's a narrow road. A road that leads up to glory itself. Mind you, the broad road leads down to hell and the lake of fire. And the hymn writers put it well. You a choice must make. Upward to the sky. Downward to the lake. And he fell among thieves, and they stripped him of everything. See a man, and he's half dead. Dear me, he wouldn't be too good for anything in a state like that. He couldn't help himself in any way at all. And when you go to the Bible, it's when we're without strength. In due time, Christ died for the ungodly. And there's no knowing how deep and depths you'll go to if you don't get God's salvation. And an old preacher was a Spurgeon said, you would be as well dying young and having few sins against you than go down a broad road and find yourself accumulating sin on every side and have to bear the judgment of God for that for all eternity. Stripped him, left him half dead. There he was. And the very ones that you would expect would help him, let him down. You see a priest coming down that way. He's gone down as well. And there's a Levite coming down. And he's going down. And so you can see that people that are sinners very often can't help other people in the state they're in. It's amazing that very often people in trouble go to Christians for help. I've noticed that. Here's 2 men with religious backgrounds that should have had a concern for a man in that state, he would have been in some state. It says they came and saw him. And they, it's nearly that road so narrow in parts, they nearly had to step over him. Hey? You've noticed we don't preach religion. He needed something more than religion. He needed someone to come and undertake his cause. Thank God there's one that can meet your need tonight in the meeting. The Savior, it says, as he traveled. A certain Samaritan traveling. Doesn't say he's going down. He's different to the others. It says he came to where he was. And as I thought of this today, I thought, would to God I had compassion like this certain Samaritan. It says he looked upon him and had compassion. We certainly have concern. We love to see people saved. That's why we're preaching. He saw him in all his need and had compassion. Believer in the meeting tonight, couldn't you sing? He saw me ruined in the fall, and yet he loved me with outstanding all, and came to my lost estate. A loving Savior, oh how great. We love the Lord Jesus. There's no one like him. Because in the case of every Christian, there was a moment we appreciated. It was the Savior's help and work. And we could depend on nobody else. And we had to allow him to do all the work. No good saying to this man half dead, shake yourself up and turn over a new leaf and try to do a wee bit better. He said, I can do nothing. There's no point in the thief on the cross saying, look, you have to turn over a new leaf. Your life's so bad. No, he turned to the man on the center cross and cried, remember me. And this dear man, when the certain Samaritan, he was an enemy of the Jew. When this certain Samaritan came, this man was in such a state, he was allowing him to do all the work. Isn't that good? I can see him. He brought the wine out. It was used for cleansing. Lovely picture of the blood of Christ. Isn't it? My Bible says the blood of Jesus Christ, God's Son, cleanseth. 1 John 1:7. From all sin. Mind you, smarts. If you're not worried about your sin tonight, if it's not smarting you, you'll not want salvation. You'll want to carry on just the way you're going, and you want to enjoy the world and all that the devil will present to you. But you see, if sin becomes a problem, it'll start smarting. It'll smart, but it has to be cleansed, you see. Has to be cleansed. And then he had the oil. Lovely picture of the Holy Spirit. God can only save you. No sense of coming to a preacher. And the Holy Spirit. And bound up all the wounds. And this is what I want to get to quickly. The Samaritan had everything he needed there with him. He didn't have to go home and get it. We're telling you about a Savior tonight that was 100% able and capable to meet your need for eternity. And what you need to do is let him do it. Meet your need. Bound up. I think that's a lovely picture of the scriptures. You see, the wine will cleanse. Thanks God for the cleansing of sin. And the oil is the Holy Spirit. When a person trusts Christ. But we have a Bible tonight. And thank God, It can bind up the wounds and give the assurance. And he wasn't just left half dead on the road. Do you see what happened? It says he lifted him. Love lifted me. When no one else could help, love lifted. He lifted him. And he put him on his own beast. And he brought him to an inn. Will you listen to me? He took care of him. Big thing. You see, it must have been a wonderful journey for that man from he was lifted till he was brought to the inn. And I don't know, but if you were only conscious that when you trust Christ, there's one that sticketh closer than a brother. I must have the Savior with me, for I dare not walk alone. That's what gives the Christian the confidence to face the world. That's what gives the Christian the power to overcome sin. A spirit within, sins forgiven, a home in heaven. Oh, thank God. The certain Samaritan done everything. The night I got saved, as I told you last night, I just appreciated it. I could put it in the words of the hymn. When the Savior said, 'tis finished, everything was fully done. He didn't cleanse half the wounds. He didn't bind up half the wounds. He done it all. All to him I owe. Sin had left a crimson stain. He washed me white. You need Christ tonight in the meeting. And without Christ, you'll make a wreck of your life. It'll be a disaster now. Because if this man hadn't a certain Samaritan, he would have died on the road. But he just came when he needed him. And he allowed him to lift him. It would have been no good to bind him up and leave him on the road and say, get onto the pony yourself. That wouldn't have worked. The same man that met his need in all his dreadful state is the one that lifted him, put him on the wee ass, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. I have to finish. If you have a wee word with this man, did you do all this? I know you had trouble and all, but have you arrived here in your own effort? Oh, no, no. A man met my need, and a man undertook my cause, and I let him lift me, and I let him look after me, and you know, he brought me to this inn. Is that all? Oh, no, no, no. No. Nobody said, I'll come again. I'll come again. To the Christian, that's music to the ears. Jesus is coming again. He is. To the unsaved one, the one tonight that could be your Savior, could tomorrow be your judge. You a choice must make. Upward to the sky, downward to the lake. Should any choose the pit of woe, we all must answer yes or no. May the Lord bless his word.